I'm just saying, bro. Episode 90, we back again. I'm Earl.
I'm Staff. Y'all know that spell. Go to that YouTube page, hit that subscribe button, hit that notification bell so y'all the first of all our videos. We on everywhere you can stream a podcast, man. Go show us some love. Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Anywhere you listen to a podcast, we there, man. So go stream us up, man. Show us some love. But episode 90, man. Hey,
we got to get ready into the draft, bro.
It's all draft and just what's going on in free agency because it's going crazy. The draft didn't go how I thought it was going to go. I don't know how, what you thought, but obviously everybody thought Cade Cunningham was going to go first. That was
obviously
like, consensus number one pick or whatever.
If he wasn't, somebody was tripping.
Yeah, and then Jalen Green, I think everybody kind of thought that he was going to go second too. Mm-hmm. But it's where the Evan Mobley and then Scotty Barnes was the real surprise for me. Like, I really didn't expect him, the Raptors, to draft him. I thought they was going to take Jalen Suggs because they losing Kyle Lowry. But I guess, I don't know, they got something else planned or whatever the case may be. But that was weird. And the Josh Giddey pick or whatever the hell.
Oh, okay, so yeah.
Yeah, those was the Jones for me. I was like, what the hell? Like,
you think they're going to take Kuminga at six, huh?
I didn't know who they was going to take, but I didn't think they was going to take him. Like, I didn't hear nothing about dude. Like, I feel like he just came out of nowhere, and then they randomly start talking about him. And then, obviously, now he a top prospect and all of this. Like, I really didn't hear anything about him coming up to the draft.
Yeah,
like,
I'm going
to
keep it a bean. I really don't know who he is, but when they picked him and they were showing his shit, he looked kind of fire. I mean, I watched a couple videos. He looked all right.
Well, I guess we're just going to have to see because I don't know what OKC doing. I really don't. Like, I was confused all night. I don't know. And then, oh, yeah, the dude that San Antonio took, his name like Primo or something. I don't know what his first name is, but something Primo. Dude looked like he like 16. He looked like he like 16. Yeah, bro, dude looked like he like 16. I was cracking up when they drafted him. Like, I was like, oh, man, I don't know how that's going to play out, but they obviously draft good, so I mean,
watch it going to be super tough.
I feel like they haven't really been hitting on their picks, but maybe he going to be tough. Who knows?
Watch it going to be super tough for no reason.
They always find him. They always find him, bro. Somehow, somewhere.
Young boy like 19, bro. 18, yeah. 19 type shit.
But,
for me, bro, in the top, I mean, like, I didn't really have too many expectations, but I will agree with you that I thought the Raptors was going to take Jalen Suggs. I think everybody was kind of surprised that Orlando got Jalen Suggs, even Orlando. They was like, oh, y'all left him here? All
right. Right.
Boom. Right up. All right, bet. So I think that was kind of a good look for Orlando. But outside of that, I was kind of like, I wasn't really dove into too many prospects. I was hoping that the Raptors took Jalen Green. At number two to pair with Kevin Porter Jr. That's crazy. And they grabbed Josh Christopher later in the first round. So
the dude from Spain. You were saying that dude from Spain, Garuba. Yeah, that's Garuba. Who you was talking that's about. Was. Garuba. Yep. Yeah. They defensive boy. He give effort. He remind me of Montrezl Harrell. I was looking at his stuff overseas and all that. So he that type of guy, like an energy guy. He gonna fit in, but They got a little squad they might be putting together. And
yeah, bro, that's a lot of points.
You forgetting that they still got Kevin Porter Jr. And they still got what's his name? The Christian big man. Wood. Yeah.
They still got Christian Wood. They still got Kevin Porter Jr. They still got Tate too, right? He was a rookie last year, Jayshon Tate.
Nah, it might not have been a rookie. It might have been his second year, whatever the case may be. Yeah, they still got him. He all right. But they putting together a nice little squad, man. I didn't understand the Daniel Tice thing. Maybe they going to throw
Tice be
Christian Wood, Christian Wood at the four. I don't know. But, yeah, they definitely signed Daniel Tice.
Tice be hooping sometimes. I don't know what it is.
I don't know. But we'll see. We'll see how that'll work. But I like what they doing over there. And I like it for the coach too, man. Because
scorers,
James Harden, and
culture.
Yeah, James Harden and what's his name leaving was crazy, man. I felt bad for that coach or whatever. But I'm happy that they got it. They're going to get it back together. They got two young boys that play together. You know what I'm saying? The chemistry already going to be there. Like, it's going to be – like you said, they rebuilding the whole thing. They rebuilding the whole locker room, all that. And it's like, I think it's going to turn around quicker than people think it is. So, that's the crazy part.
I think
and the West is going to be hard, but I feel like they're going to turn it around, though.
I feel like they about to be getting buckets, bro. They ain't about to be worried about nothing, nobody talking about none of that.
Yeah.
Get the right Grizzlies. To Baja.
Like the Grizzlies.
Facts. Get right to the Baja. All right, we might somehow slip in the playoffs. Maybe. If not, we probably going to be in the play-in. Maybe not this year. Maybe next year.
Yeah.
Like, not this upcoming season. Maybe the one after that. But, I mean, I definitely like – that was my favorite thing, for real. I like what the Rockets did. Yeah, I like what the Rockets did overall. I mean,
I do want to say
Detroit, obviously it was his night, for real, for real. That's what it was. It was Cade going to Detroit, but everything else, out of everything else, the thing I liked the best was the Rockets, what they did.
I do want to tell you, watch out for one ball. Me and Ray was talking about this dude, Nashawn Highland. Nashawn Bone Highland. Yeah. Bro, he was at the rookie, the combine games, you know, little scrimmage joints they have. Bro, he was hooping in them. Go look that up. He was hooping, bro. But watch out for him. Denver always find a way to find a sleeper pick and find some great talent late in drafts, man. And I'm telling you, watch out for that dude, because I watched him. He was out there with all these dudes that, you know, was drafted before him and all of this.
He's giving them buckets.
Bro. Hooping, he remind me of Derrick Jones.
Okay,
from the Heat. I don't think he on the Heat no more. I think he on Portland, but that's who remind me of. But a little better shot though, not even little, a better shot. PJ Tucker just signed with the Heat. That's crazy.
He just signed who?
The Heat, 2-year deal, 15 mil. Yeah,
PJ funny.
Yeah, he's hilarious. He's hilarious. He know what he's doing. But anyway, the Sixers pick, bro, Jaden Springer. Now, I'm not even going to sit here and make no stories up and act like I knew anything about this dude. I didn't know anything about this dude, man. But after drafting him and, you know, doing a couple nights of homework, I like the pick, but it's like, I feel like it's going to need some development. He's going to need a little bit of time, because if you go look at his highlights, it's hilarious though. He never jumps off of 1 foot. Like, it's so funny. Like, you really gotta watch it. Like, it's hilarious. Like, it's like, you know what he's gonna do. He's kind of predictable. Like, he averaged 12 points, whatever. And the thing I didn't really like is he always was in the paint. He kind of played like a Kawhi. Like, he got a smooth game, he'll back you down, and then he'll get in the paint and do that little, you know, mid-range float fadeaway shot. It's bread, it's chicken too. Shot like 40% from the three, but he only shot 43s in college. Like, only 40. I think he shot like 47 or something like that. But supposedly he said his coach said that was the game plan. He's like, I was just sticking to the game plan. The coach wanted him to go to the bucket. He basically wanted to be aggressive. So I like him, but I feel like he's gonna need some time though. Like, I don't feel like he's gonna get no tick right now. He's 6'4 combo guard. He might get some tick, but I just don't think they're gonna do it. We signed Korkmaz back. I don't know.
I'm gonna keep it a bean, bro. I'm tired of us drafting young players and not giving them no tick. He gotta get tick.
Yeah, but then it's like, that's eating into Tyrese Maxey.
No, it's not.
How you figure?
Eating to somebody else's minutes. Danny Green coming back?
Nah, probably not. Dwight not coming back though. That's crazy.
Eating into somebody minutes. He's 6'4". He could play guard. Whatever.
I mean, obviously not Dwight, but I mean, we losing players, and you feel what I'm saying? We haven't signed anybody yet. I've yet to see us.
It's apparent that they don't like Isaiah Joe that much so far. So,
which I don't understand, because I like him, man. And then he even give effort on defense too.
Facts.
He even give effort, which I didn't see.
He
had a nice
shot. He just was unconfident. Like, y'all not giving him no minutes. Like, how am I going to come in for 3 minutes as a shooter and just be ready to shoot every time? Like, I'm coming in. I played 5 minutes last game.
Like, I definitely don't like that. Then they put him in, you know, garbage time and all of that, and then he'll hit a couple threes, and you'll start seeing, and you'll be like, oh, man, why y'all give him more tick and just let him try? We need some youth in this lineup, man. Like, seriously.
The playoffs. Oh, hold on, though. The Warriors getting Kuminga.
I like that, but it's like, what is that really doing? You think that's doing something?
I don't know much about dude, but he looked.
I watched him in it. He was in the G League bubble, bro. Mm. He didn't impress me. He didn't jump off the screen. I didn't really see
him. He looked all right. He's like, he looked like
Oladipo.
I don't disagree with you.
That's who he remind me of. A better defender, though, coming out. But he reminds me of Oladipo. You know how when he came out, he wasn't really developed, fully developed, and he wasn't where he is now? Or obviously, he didn't decline because of injuries. But you know what I'm saying? Like, when he was in Orlando, he wasn't really there. Then he got traded. Then he turned up. That's who Kuminga reminded me of. So maybe it is a good thing.
I think I think he got picked in a perfect place, low-key. For him, for his development.
Take the pressure off of Clay guarding some of the best people, because you know Clay like to guard some of the best players and all that. He could take some of that off of Clay. I mean, I like it though. I like it. I just don't understand the Moses Moody. I don't know that guy.
I have no clue. I can't even give you nothing on that one, bro. Yeah. I have no clue about Moses Moody.
I didn't get the chance to do no homework on him. But that was I didn't understand the Moses Moody pick. I was like, they was hyping him up. Obviously he was one of the, top prospects, but I just didn't know much about him.
Yeah, but I feel like it was a couple people that slipped in this joint too, that people was tripping.
Book Knight, whatever.
I was kind of surprised Sharif Cooper lasted that long.
Oh, yeah, that was crazy. That was crazy. But I feel like he landed in a perfect spot, Atlanta. Yeah. Trey Young, they use Trey Young small.
What's the other boy name? Boston, BJ Boston or something like that. He slipped. He shouldn't have slipped as far as he did. Like it was a couple people, but they was talking about off the court shit and all types of shit. So I don't know. That always happens. And then these dudes get to the league and then somebody got a steal. So somebody about to be sick.
Yeah. But yeah, that draft
was hard. Crazy though. So now you come off the bench and
he can snap.
That's what
it's gonna be perfect. I feel not perfect, but I feel like he's gonna do the exact same thing Trae Young gonna do. So it's not gonna be that much fall off. If I'm saying, not to disrespect Trae Young, obviously I don't think he's gonna be on that level yet, but I don't think it's gonna be that much drop off.
Yeah, he's gonna come off the bench going crazy once he figure it out. He's a good passer, a willing passer too. So I like it.
Oh yeah, and before we start talking about the draft, I guess Charles Bassey, our second pick, the Sixers' second pick. I like that because we lost Dwight to the Lakers. He going back to the Lakers, but we lost Dwight. But this dude went to Western Kentucky, man. And if y'all care and y'all Sixers fan, man, go look up this dude Charles Bassey, man. He straps, man. He exactly what we need. I feel like. A better Nerlens Noel. That's what I'm giving him. That's my pro comparison. I would say like a Nerlens Noel, but I like him better than him because his post work is better.
Okay.
Like he actually has post moves and stuff. So I might be kind of disrespecting him saying that, but I'm talking about as far as defensive effort and blocks and all of that. Like he got the little mid-range and he can go off with a three, but it's like weird. Even his release, it looked like Nerlens Noel to me. So I'm going to just give his pro comparison.
That's funny as shit.
But I think he's definitely going to be affected though, especially in his first year. He's definitely going to be one of those rookies that's got to get ticked because we need a backup center. And the pick we picked before him, he's going to be a stash player. That's which true. I looked at his overseas stuff, and he's looked like he ain't ready yet. He playing in the Olympics right now. He don't even start. But
he's snapping in the Olympics.
Whoa. He has to – at some point, he got to start. Next year, I feel like he got to start, bro. He has to. Y'all got to find a way to get him more minutes, yo. Yeah, they have to. There's no excuse. Like, y'all have to. He should not be playing less than 20 minutes a game. There's no way. Yo, they saying Ben Simmons the best defender in the league. The poll just came out. He's the best defender in the league or whatever the case may be because he's versatile. Like we were saying the whole goddamn season, but obviously Rudy Gobert won the defensive player of the year, which makes no sense, but.
Trade Ben, start Tease, start Maxey. I'm done with Ben. I've been done with Ben.
Bro, I don't even gotta say much. You know exactly. I didn't even gotta say it. Like, I just look at you. Like,
this is further proof that we don't need Benjamin Simmons. If he's not gonna be aggressive, we don't need him.
You gotta let him go, and you got because he can shoot, man. I don't care. I believe in T-Shot more than I believe in Danny Green. I don't care what nobody say. How Danny Green got 3 rings? Da, 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 da. He younger. I feel like he good. He good. They when he came out of college, they said he couldn't shoot. They said he's strictly a defender, and his form don't look ugly to me.
He looked like he could shoot to me.
He hit them. Yeah, so multiple games I watched him hit multiple threes. Them Jones look good. And when he get ticking, he get in his rhythm, you see. He start going to the cup, dunking on people, finishing at the...
Bro, a lot of people couldn't shoot until they started hitting shots.
Exactly. You got to give that man a chance. Let that man rock out.
Look, all I'm saying is Maxi, Tease, you could finish the rest. Or Dame, Tease, you could finish the rest. I'm just throwing it out there.
Hey, man, they talking about Buddy Hield for Tobias. It's so much going on, but I don't even want to speculate.
Cool about the Buddy for Tobias, but can we go, like, send a kite and go get Dinwiddie?
Yeah.
Can we afford Dinwiddie?
But I think he want that bag. He talking to the Wizards.
Yeah, he going to get a check from them. And him and Bragg going to be hooping, but they probably won't make the playoffs.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Bragg got to go. Bragg got to go.
He got a couple players, though. I don't know.
Brad, Kuz, Harrell. They got too many players to be.
KCP.
They still got their young boy that they drafted, the boy Denny, or whatever the hell he's called. But they drafted him high. They still got Hachi. They got too many players on their team. They're going to have to figure something out, bro. It's no way. Everybody can't eat like that.
They got the boy who got injured last year, too. Still the point guard boy. Damn, they do have a lot of people. Golly, I'm thinking about it. They do. Yeah, they got a squad. And the small forward, the shooter boy. What's his name?
I know who you're talking about, but I can't think of his name right there.
It don't even matter. That's not important. You right. Brad got to go. He's going to sign a contract. He's going to get his bag, but he probably just –
Hey, man.
He probably going to make that move on his next contract, though, because he still got time. Brad, he still got two more contracts coming, at least.
Yeah, for sure.
At least, so.
Depending on how he play it out and all of that and how he be smart with his agent and how he take his deals.
Yeah, he got two at least, so he probably just going to, you know, make a move with his next contract. He going to ride this one out, try to, pull a Giannis, but it ain't going to happen. Maybe they got to – it's not going to happen like it happened for Giannis. So they got to hit in the draft on something.
Yeah.
Have to.
For sure.
Or Hachi got to play like he played for Japan for the Wizards.
That ain't happening, though, because it's too many mouths to feed. How Montrezl Harrell and Kuz going to get off if they got Hachi out there?
First off, one of them niggas is gone. Probably that's Montrezl. What I'm saying. They probably going to buy him out or something.
So that's what I'm saying. It's not. I don't see how that's working.
Yeah, one of them dudes is gone. They probably buy Montrezl out. He buy himself out. Whatever. It probably ain't happening.
Something gonna happen, bro. Because they not gonna be able to pay all of them. Maybe they gonna do it for 1 year and try to make it work out. Or something. I don't know, bro. I don't see how them players working out. You can't give up on Hachi already, bro. You can't like. I like him. You can't do that. Young boy, young.
I knew they was going to trade Russ, but I thought if they would have traded one, they would have traded the other one. Now they want to keep it. Like, it's kind of throwing me off.
Yeah.
If they traded one, they was just going to restart. Because, like, it's like you're still restarting, but you just got a commitment from Bill. And if he start feeling some type of way a year or two from now, then he going to make it hard for you again.
Exactly. Like, so you might as well just deal with that shit now. But I think Bradley Bill don't know what he want to do because everybody moving. It's all these moving pieces. Kyle Lowry went to the Miami. Yo, bro, it is going crazy. He done went to the Miami Heat. Supposedly, DeMar DeRozan trying to reunite with him and go over there to him. I don't know. That's a little weird, too, because he played just like Jimmy, I feel like. I don't know how that's going to work. But Jimmy, DeMar DeRozan, Kyle Lowry, they re-signed Duncan Robinson. They just signed P.J. Tucker. They got a little squad now the Heat back.
Sound like they got a bunch of dogs to me.
Now the Heat back in it. You feel what I'm saying? They might be trading Tyler Harrell to get another piece. Who knows? I'm hearing they trying to look at Patty Mills too, which yeah, I think
please,
the Nets gonna get.
Free my dog Tyler Harrell, please.
Yeah, I mean, where would you go though? Where are you going to
somewhere
trade
that he could be free?
He could be, I take him with the Sixers will take him.
That's
I'll take
cool.
Him.
I will too. Yep, he can run the one.
Mm-hmm. I'll take Tyler Harrell.
Order to.
Mm-hmm. It depends on for what though, because he ain't like that.
They trying to get something for him though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He a bubble player. Are you tripping? I give you a second round pick. next year or the year after or some shit like that, but I'm not giving you my
money. He said he's a bubble player. That's funny as shit.
Yeah, bro. He definitely is.
We send Tyler, free my boy Tyler. Send him to San Antonio with Pop and him.
Pop trying to do something out there too.
Yeah, Pop cooking it, up.
They out there trying to do.
He cooking up. Let's see what we got. We got hella free agents, man. We got Kyle Lowry in Miami. We got
Bobby Portis re-signed. Bobby Portis.
Resigned with who? The Bucks?
The Bucks, yep. Okay. 2 years, $9 million. So he took a discount.
Okay, yeah.
Reggie Bullock, he fucking signed with the Dallas Mavericks for $30 million, 3 years. I ain't really get that.
Yep. Jeff Green got the 2 year, $10 million with Denver.
I like that though. I like that. They also re-signed Jermichael Green, but maybe because they lost JaVale McGee, I don't know. They probably need that other big body.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense now. But yeah, the Lakers. I'm saying Bron, man. He trying to load up and get that fifth, which I don't think is going to happen. I'm putting my money on the Nets again, even though they lost my money this year. But it's cool because they wasn't healthy. They would have healthy. They would have definitely won it. But anyway, them getting Trevor Ariza, the Lakers.
Oh, yeah, Trevor Ariza and Dwight.
Yeah, I like that. And they got a shooter, Wayne Ellington. They finally got a shooter. Right. So now they add some more shooters. Yeah, they lost Caruso. They don't have KCP no more. And it's looking like Talen Horton Tucker, he looking for some money. So they might lose him too. But
he due for a deal right now?
I believe so.
Oh.
Yeah, I believe he's a free agent. Restricted or might be unrestricted. I'm not too sure. It might be restricted though.
Even if restricted, you gotta match the offer sheet.
Whoa. That's what I'm saying, which I don't think they're gonna be able to do. Yeah. They said he looking at close to max money. I don't know why, but they said people feel like his potential is high, like his ceiling is high. So
I agree 100%, but you gotta show me.
Yeah, I could see him running his own team. I can see him pulling a James Harden.
You know what? Send my boy Tyler Herro to Detroit and let him hoop with Cade.
No.
Yes.
No, they cool. Yes. They got Killian Hayes. My young boy got a hoop. I like him. He's gonna be a sophomore. He's gonna be another sophomore that's gonna come out.
You need Tyler Herro too.
No, we good. We got something going on in Detroit too.
But you just gave Jeremy Grant all that money last year. But continue.
Well, worth it. You're going to need Jeremy Grant. Well, you're going to need him. That's cool. You only paying him and you got all these young dogs. That's cool. Y'all could go with that and they still got money. Now just wait it out, chill. Y'all going to be in the running in the East. They as long as they stay healthy, I think they'll be all right in the East. Okay. I think they could pull an eighth spot out. I think it's the play-in tournament. So the play-in tournament is a thing now. So now it's a possibility. So you can't never say somebody out. That's what I like about it. Like, I'm not going to lie. That was a great thing to do by Adam Silver, bro. Like, adding that to the league, bro, because it just makes you so much more excitement. It's like, yo, my bum-ass squad
The play-in is definitely fire.
Real rap, bro.
I don't know about Detroit getting the 8th seed, though, but the play-in is definitely
fine. I'm just saying, anything can happen, bro. We don't know. The Suns was getting to the chip this year.
I mean, you're right.
Who thought the Knicks was going to have a 4th seed in the East?
Clearly, they didn't even think that.
Who thought the damn Hawks was going to get to the Eastern Conference Finals? There's a lot of crazy shit going on this year.
No fucking money.
You know, back to the signings, though. The Bulls signed Alex Caruso, bro, to a 4-year, $37 million.
Yeah, and they signed the trade for Lonzo.
Shout out to that guy. I'm about to say, yeah, they got Lonzo, too. What you think about that, though? I like that, man.
I like it, but I was questioning it, too, especially after I seen the Alex Caruso one, because the Lonzo one, I'm like, all right, but maybe have Lonzo start. You want to have Kobe White come off the bench. He's still learning, blah, 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 blah. But then when you sign Lonzo and Caruso, it's like, God damn.
Disrespect.
So now where Kobe falling, I know he's still going to come off the bench, obviously. It's probably going to be him and Caruso off the bench. But, like, still at the same time, like, if I'm Kobe White, I'm thinking, like, all right, I was hooping a little bit this year. When Zach was out, I started really catching on, and then I got hurt a little bit and fell off a little bit. I was thinking I was going to, you know, be able to come in and find my way as a starter. But now it's looking like I ain't going to be starting for the next however long. So I'm looking at possibly getting out of here once my contract up for real.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Because I like Lonzo 4 years and Caruso 4 years, right?
Yep. And they gave him 80 and 40 basically. So
man,
that's a lot of money. So you obviously gonna have them in your rotation. So that, yeah, I feel you on that. Kobe might, you know, in a couple years be out of there. Like,
facts. Like, I like it for him right now, but it's gonna cause shit down the road. Like, and you still gonna have to give LaVine another bag soon.
Yeah.
So
too many guards. Like, the Orlando gonna have a big problem. They crazy. They paid Markel Fultz. They got RJ Hampton. They got I feel like it's somebody. Just like in Charlotte with Devontae Graham, like he just got out of the rotation. Right? Yeah.
That's
Devontae Graham?
Yeah, he a free agent.
I think restricted though, but yeah, like I'm just saying, like with them guards and stuff, when you start piling them guards up and stuff, even though injuries happen, but somebody not going to be able to eat, and I feel like somebody going to want to go.
So that's I definitely feel that. And it ain't going to be the people who got paid.
Yeah, for sure.
Y'all paid me. Even if I gotta sit on the bench, I'm gonna collect this check though.
Real rap.
I sit right here for 4 years for 37 mil.
And comfortably. You hear me? I ain't going nowhere, especially if I got a player option.
I'm with y'all before the games on my campaign and all that.
Real rap.
Matter of fact, speaking of him, what, he got a 3-year, 19, 3-year, 17, something like that.
He got this nice little bag, but I feel like he could have went somewhere else and got more, though.
I think he wanted to stay there.
Yeah.
Yeah. He wanted to stay with the Suns. See, I think he fucked with Monty, and I think he fucked with CP and all them, too.
Yeah.
CP, Devin Booker, back. All them. Yeah.
They ain't going to do what they did this year, unfortunately, but.
I mean, hold on. They probably won't because of what the Lakers just got. And
okay, but I'm about to say, come on.
And we got to see, ain't Kawhi a free agent?
Yes, but I believe he's going to re-sign. You know, his selfish. He's super selfish, bro. And like, you know what's funny? I want people to like really like stop praising him all the time and all that. I want people to bring up stuff like that. Like they bring it up with a lot of other superstars. I ain't going to bring up the most infamous. Well, he opted out because he was getting $36 million, and supposedly he's trying to re-sign and do a one-on-one so he can get $40 million. So basically, he hurt in a team. So if they wanted to re-sign to somebody else, if they wanted to give somebody else a bag, you know what I'm saying? It might be harder for them to do that.
Right.
Like, why not? If I'm saying, and then that next year you're going to put them in the same position. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, I didn't understand that. You got a torn ACL. You're probably not going to play the next season. Or most of the next season. So why are you even doing that? Like, you know what I'm saying? So I want people to give him a little bit of hell for that stuff. Cause I feel like that's real selfish. Yeah, get your bag, but come on, bro. You Kawhi Leonard, bro. You know you're gonna get your bag, bro. You know you getting 30 mil, 40 mil, whatever it is. You know what I'm saying? You're gonna always get the max. You about to be up for the max. You know you're gonna get it, regardless of whether you injured or not. It's like when KD, you know it was worth it. It don't matter whether he injured or not, he's not gonna play a season. Paid. Yeah, like I pay him for him to sit down for a season, and I know he's gonna come back. You know what I'm saying? Because that's Kawhi Leonard. Like,
sure.
So I feel like that was selfish. I feel like a lot of he needs to get called out for that. That's not cool, bro. Like,
I agree 100% with you.
You gonna leave? Like, what, every year you gonna be playing this game with us? Like, I might leave if y'all do the right thing. I might leave, and then it's like, well, then go. Like, that's how I be. Like, man, go, bro. We not.
I mean, they gonna tell him that eventually, but they're not gonna tell him that right now, probably.
But I feel like it might get to a point where they Paul George or Kawhi.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%, bro. It is very selfish what he's doing. But I had a random question that popped into my head. How long you think that ACL actually been fucked up?
I think it really just happened freak accident. I don't think it was like anything. I don't think it was anything lingering, to be honest with you. Now, to me personally, that's what I think. It just was a freak accident. Because remember, it was a non-contact injury. It was like, I really just think it was because of the season, man. Like, the rest and all that and how everything was going down. Kawhi did play a lot of games this season. I'm not going to lie, he did. He's, you know, we give him hell for load managing and all that stuff. But, you know, he played a nice amount this year.
I've just been thinking it for a while, bro. Because my boy, you know,
he was hooping. Remember, he tried to come back in.
Nah, he has been hooping. But what I'm saying is, if you really watch him, it looked like he's been having leg injuries his whole career, like lingering Jones. If you
well, he has that go back to San Antonio,
that's
bro.
What I'm saying. So, like, I don't know. I just feel like he's more prone than them Jones. I mean, you might be right. I mean, I'm not gonna disagree with you that it was just a freak accident, but I'm just saying in general, like that's what it made me think of, because I'm thinking like this dude been hobbling since he was a rookie. Like, he was a rookie, the little hobble Joe.
That's real. So,
like, what's really going on? I think my boy just got bad knees altogether for bad legs or some shit.
Yeah.
But I just was asking, bro. That was completely.
Yeah, I think freak track. Accident. Okay. Devontae Graham just signed with the Pelicans.
He just signed a 4-year, $47 million contract.
I love that. They lost Lonzo and got Devontae Graham. We was just talking about Devontae Graham and it not being enough room and it not being enough chance for everybody to eat. I like that.
He's going to let it fly, too.
Yes, I like that. They got rid of Eric Bledsoe, too, so he's probably going to run the point.
Exactly.
I like that. I like that signing. And that's a good jump.
They definitely need a point guard that's going to let it fly because what's the name at the rack all game? He not shooting. Zion.
They gonna let Jackson Hayes eat finally. My young wall.
Right.
Sideshow Bob, because they got rid of what's the name? They also, they got what's the name though?
Valanciunas.
So that, hey man.
And Valanciunas could stretch the floor a little bit. I mean,
They might be onto something.
Yeah, they might be. I like Devontae Graham with the Pelicans. I like that, John, bro. I like that a lot. He going to let that thing fly.
Yes, sir.
Green light.
He was cooking till he got injured, and I was like, damn, man. I already know. And then they drafted Melo. I was like, yes, it's a wrap. But some more Jones. Derrick Rose, shout out to him. He got that 3-year, $43 million, as he deserved that. What I didn't understand is the Knicks signing Evan Fournier did a 4-year, $78 million deal. I really didn't get that.
Huh?
Yeah.
Oh, you said the Knicks.
Yeah, the Knicks. They gave him $80 million.
I mean, the thing is, that's a Gordon Hayward contract. Good luck to them.
Yeah, it definitely is. Like, them shooters or those so-called snipers, three-point specialists always get those crazy contracts, man.
Yeah, that's a Gordon Hayward special. Good luck to them.
Yeah.
I ain't got much to say about that one. I like the Derrick Rose, though, for sure. He earned it.
Yeah.
D. Rose earned that.
But then they re-signed Alec Burks. I forgot. They re-signed Alec Burks, too. Like, what is going on? Why y'all re-signing all the guards? Like,
We need these dogs. We keeping them.
But then how, man, you quickly going to get off? Like, that's a young boy. Nice. Like, y'all got too many guards. Y'all doing too much. Like, somebody got to go.
Facts. Hey, look. They said we keeping all of them. But now, at least.
Yeah. Oh, Detroit signed Kelly Olynyk, too. Detroit, I'm telling you, man.
I'm not mad at that. Good shit.
Detroit going to be all right.
Okay.
Knicks re-signed Nerlens Noel, 3-year, $32 million. And the Cavs gave Jared Allen
$100 million for 5 years.
That's nuts.
It is. Didn't expect that, but, hey, he's the fifth highest paid center now in the league. So take that for what it is.
Jimmy Butler gets a 4-year extension, $184 million.
Yeah, Jimmy said, let me sign this. Pat showed me that he going to keep it. You mean?
He keeping it real sturdy. You feel what I'm saying? Because he
signed it too with the Jazz.
Yeah, oh yeah, that was a good John. Tim Hardaway re-signing, that was a good John.
Tim Hardaway. Did we say CP? If we didn't say CP, CP resigned with the Suns.
But I figure like we all thought that was going to happen, though. I didn't think he was going to go nowhere. Unless he was going to go with the Lakers. But after Russ signed, I just was like, oh, yeah, it's a wrap.
Right, yeah. Gary Trent resigned with Toronto. Okay. Let's see. Will Barton resigned with the Nuggets. Damn, 2 years, $32 million? Sheesh.
I like that, though. He's a key piece. He just got injured, man.
I agree.
Came back, he was trying to cook, man. You see, he was trying to get them boys hooping. He like, come on, man. I don't know if you peeped. He was on the bench snapping like, yo, let's go. Fresh off an injury. Yeah, Steph about to sign a 4-year, $215 million extension.
Let's eat, Steph. Let's eat.
Supposedly.
Zach Collins, 3 years, 22 mil with the Spurs. I like that for him.
I like that. He's going to be able to eat. He ain't got too much pressure on him. Exactly. Trey got that extension at 5 years, 170 mil.
Mm-hmm. Good eats, good eats.
Yeah, man. I don't know. Patty Mills, supposedly he got to choose for the Nets or the Lakers. Which super team you going to?
Me personally, I'm going to Lakers.
I feel like, yeah, that's more shots. Hey, you go into the Nets, you getting a couple minutes. You ain't hit them shots. Oh, hey, get out. We got enough shooters anyway.
I'll watch LeBron, Russ, and AD play and then come off the bench for us if y'all want me to and put up threes.
First of all, he can play with them. That's the thing. He could be starting with them and have Russ at the two, whatever, however y'all going to do that. But he going to get all open shots. You know he is. And you know he'll go to the rack and he'll get you a bucket. He'll be aggressive. Patty Mills is a bucket. He's a solid player. That's, hey, man, whoever land him, that's really going to, if the Lakers get him, LeBron might get his fifth. I might drop a gangster tier, man. Real rap, man. I might have to, because Brown really might get five. He really might get five. All I see people saying is he don't have no shooters. It's not going to work. I don't know how they going to make this work. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. LeBron even older. But y'all remember what they were saying when he got AD. LeBron's too old. I don't think this is going to work. Like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. That, and what they do, they get a chip out of that.
Oh, yeah. My bad, bro. I forgot that we ain't recording, so I ain't even get to say my bold prediction. The Lakers winning back-to-back. LeBron is about to have six rings after these next two seasons.
You think they could beat the Nets?
Yep.
See, I said they might. I said he might get his fifth. I might drop against
him. I think they can.
It's all going to depend on the benches. What you think?
I think they can. And I think if anybody going – if it's anybody that's going to construct a good fucking team after underperforming, it's going to be LeBron. And that's going to make them perform, it's going to be LeBron. He's coming back hungry this year. Remember that?
He got rest now. He couldn't do it. Like, what you going to try? He going to try a full point. You know he love controlling the narrative. Russ couldn't win with KD, but I'm going to show you how to win with him.
Russ is going to go nuts in L.A.
Come on, Melo. Come over here, Melo. I'm going to come win with me real quick. You felt set? Like, is he going to do that? Because you know he love controlling the narrative. He might do that. They supposedly they
trying to sign him. Resigning?
That's the question. And I think he should.
I think he should too. I don't know where else he could go for real. I mean, it's other places he could go, but I don't. Boston.
They got Dwight back though.
Yeah.
That's why I think he should sign back. Like, yo, they don't even need you. Like, if I'm saying, like, they needed you this year, they don't even need you that way. Like, I don't know, man. If Bron pulled this off, man, and he gets somebody else, man, because supposedly they still trying to pull up a trade to get Buddy Hill. I don't know how they going
to
do that.
And he still was trying to fake. See if DeMar DeRozan slide.
Which I don't like that. That's too many non-shooters. LeBron is the man, but I don't know if he can
Buddy
make that
would
work.
Be crazy.
Buddy would be ridiculous with them because, like I said, that's all open shots. You playing with
no Talen Horton Tucker and some change?
You got to.
I ain't mad at it.
They got to trade first and maybe throw. I think the problem is nobody want Dennis Schroeder, and they've been trying to throw Dennis Schroeder in deals and stuff and. Nobody want to do so.
They're gonna have to sign him for something large. He's about to end up right back in Oklahoma City.
Yeah, he keep playing, and they gonna go get Kemba Walker. You know what? That's probably what they gonna do. They probably got that in the bag. Yo, I forgot all about Kemba. Everybody think he done. His knees all messed up. That would be a perfect situation for him. Close to the mic. That would be a perfect situation for him, bro. He could come out and just be Kemba, bro. You ain't got to do nothing extra. Just be Kemba. You ain't got to worry about
the bench is crazy.
You ain't got to distribute the ball. You ain't got to run off. Just be cardiac, Kemba. Just go out there and get to a bucket. Fact. And even if you get injured, that's fine. That's cool. We don't even really need you that much.
Facts.
But adding him? Hey, man. Hey, Rob Pelinka, you better be making them calls. OKC trying to figure something out with this sign of trade.
Kemba, I know he got to be at the point in his career where he like, all right, man, I'm keep getting injured and all that. I'm probably not going to get no crazy bag after this. I had this contract. Let me, you know what I'm saying? Go get a chip.
Let me sign out with a W.
But if Bron do that, though, I don't know if I'm going to like this chip because everybody going to hate on it. It's going to be crazy. He only got it because, like, yo, he is about to be like year 19, right? Like year 18, 19. Like, can y'all chill, bro? It's time for him to take the back seat. He trying to chill. He old. Like, he trying to start. He trying to get start the little super team and then leave. You know what I'm saying? Like, let them. All right, AD, I got you, bro.
Super team, they going to draft Bronny and he going
to
dip.
Yeah, like, I'm trying to help out, man. Like, but, you know, everybody going to hate because, you know, LeBron, everybody feel like LeBron going to be in his prime for forever. So
that nigga is, he's winding down.
Yeah, everybody can see it. Like, you can see it. And as a LeBron fan, it hurts me because I can really see it. Like, I'll be watching him and I'll be like, yo, you old.
He would have went crazy on this 5 years ago.
Old as shit, big fella. Come on, what you doing? Come on, take it to the cup. He'd be like, nah, I'm going to just shoot this three. I'll be like, no, bro, take that thing to the cup.
Brown about to be the knockdown shooter this year.
Yeah, they think it's a game. He's going to shoot 40%. That's my hot take. He's going to shoot over 40% from the three.
Oh, yeah, because he's going to be wide open. Rush drawing the double off the
draw. Yo, the pick and roll with Russ and
AD. That's stupid, bro. That's stupid. Y'all, if y'all watch basketball, y'all seen how Russ made Steven Adams look.
That's what I was about to say. Oh, my God. Took the words right out of my mouth again, bro.
Bro.
Like, what?
You see Steven Adams look? He about to make AD look stupid. And if they keep drumming to, and he got the white, like, bro, come on, stop.
Wayne Ellington shoot at a 40% clip. That thing knocked down. Get a couple more shooters. Like I said, go get Patty Mills. Shit,
they might end up with Danny Green again if he don't come back to Philly.
Hey, go grab a Danny Green. Knock down. Yay, man. Hey, man, they might be right back at it. Right back at it. Like you said, your hot take is what? Back-to-back chips?
Brian will get Russ about to win too. You mean?
That would be beautiful. I would love for Russ. Man, I just don't think they could beat the Nets. It's going to be a great series, and I think the Nets going to win, but if they would play, but I would love that for Rush, man. He deserves it.
See the Nets if, you know, they can't hold up from the injuries again, but that's another hot take. I'm going to just leave that.
Yeah, let's not play on no injuries, and we're not going to do that. We're talking about all.
That's why I said I'm going to leave that one.
Everything healthy is the Nets and the Lakers in the finals. I don't care what nobody say. And I got to take the Nets. Game 7, I'm going with the Nets. I think that's how it might play out. If it gets to that. Game 7. Game
7, I'm going with Brody. I don't care.
Depending on where it's at, though, if it's in L.A., Russ going to lose his mind. Brian going – oh, my.
I'm going with Brody regardless.
Oh, man.
Y'all forgot Brody from L.A.? He about to show the fuck off.
LA about to be crazy. Them tickets.
He is about to show the fuck off.
Them tickets is about to be crazy because he about to go crazy every night. You getting a show every night.
That's what I'm saying. He's about to go stupid, bro. You see how hard he was playing in Washington?
Got them to the playoffs and everything. You know what I'm saying? Like, they was. Hey, man. Y'all people out there that's saying it ain't going to work. Just watch and see.
I think everybody who's saying it's not going to work don't know basketball. They just thinking too much from a shooting standpoint. That's not all basketball is. That's all we think basketball is now because that's what they're trying to train us into, that analytics is everything.
Yeah, but sometimes the eye test.
Giannis just won a championship shooting what percentage from three in the playoffs? Probably like 20, 25% from three in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Championship. So, like, I think I know it was a lot of injuries and different stuff like that, but I think y'all need to relax, bro. Like, the analytics are real when you got certain teams, but it's not real for everybody. Like, the Rockets thought analytics was real, and they didn't do shit.
Warriors went got close.
Analytics and did it. But guess what the Warriors did it with their analytics, too? They were shooting a lot of threes and a lot of passing and stuff like that, which feeds into the analytics, but they also played a lot of defense on the other hand, which also feeds into the analytics.
Facts, what a lot of people don't talk about. Golden State on those runs always had a great defense.
Exactly. So, I mean, look, the NBA obviously is going that way, but y'all got to realize there's still dudes left that don't need analytics, don't care about analytics. Russ 32, Giannis 26. So that's a whole another generation that the analytics still don't matter for real, for real.
Exactly. Like
they do, but they don't.
Yeah. But hey, man, I guess that's all the big things from day one of. Yeah, that's everything. Oh,
man, that was enough.
Yeah, I'm about to say that's just day one, yo. So I mean, the NFL, oh my God, bro. All the thing I wanted to say about the NFL, of course, another first round pick of the Eagles gets injured. Devontae Smith is out.
He's about to say Devontae Graham.
Yeah, I know it was. He's out. He's week to week with a minor knee sprain. Of course, the Eagles reported come out. Oh, yeah, we're not concerned at all. Every time they say that, you know you got to be concerned. So shout out to bro. I hope it's just something light. It ain't nothing. He just tweaked something. He just tweaked his knee a little bit and he cool. You feel what I'm saying? But I pray this don't linger on. I pray. Even though I have a lot of hopes for the season, that would really crush me. You feel what I'm saying? That would really crush me if he was out or whatever the case may be. But I also wanted to bring up the fact that Carson Wentz is made of glass. I hate him. I hate his guts. I hate his freaking guts. He gonna ruin his first round pick for us. And I knew he was gonna do it too. I knew it. I said it. I just commented on the video because they was hyping him up. He scrambled out of the pocket and threw something to Zach Pascal, who I like. But I commented on it. I said, don't believe the hype. Just when you start hyping him up, he let you down. I just commented that on a post on Bleacher Report. I just commented that. And now look where we at. I know, but now Howie Roseman is looking smart. He looking like it was a good trade. He was like, hey, at least we might get a first round pick of it. But if we don't, we're going to get a second round pick. Hey, it is what it is. I get it. I'd rather that than be dealing with Carson Wentz's out 5 to 12 weeks. You know what I'm saying? The Eagles would have been dealing with that. So that man is made of glass. And oh my God, Howie, man, you did the job, man. He did it. We got Jalen Hurts. He about to take us to the playoffs, man. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I had to say about football, man. All
right, I got two things to say. One that you commented on. Shout out to Carson Wentz for getting hurt again. This nigga always hurt. He forever hurt. Always hurt. A lot of people still be telling me he better than Dak and all this other nonsense. And all I got to say at this point is if Anthony Davis was a football player,
yo, real rap, street clothes, bro. Street clothes 2.0.
Yes, sir. Carson Street Clothes Wentz. And my second thing was, back to the last episode, Dak for 5,500 yards. I don't care about the shoulder, nothing. Dak for 5,500.
Okay. You said that last episode.
I know. And I wanted
so you to really believe it. You're trying to manifest that. Okay.
Yep, I wanted to close off this episode with it again. Oh, okay. Hold on. My bad. Last one. J.C. Horn looking crazy over there.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sick. The Eagles couldn't get none of them, but we did get Steve
crazy over there. So that's my last thing for real this time.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm cap. Matt Stafford got hurt not too long ago.
I believe he's good now, right? I ain't seen nothing about that.
He hit his thumb or some shit.
The thumb, and
he was seen on the sideline with it iced or something like that. He didn't return to practice that day. So I'm hoping it's just like, all right, I just hit this joint. We're going to turn it down, but this is surgically repaired joint. So
yeah, you never know with that. That's spooky.
Yeah. I had to throw that one in there. I had forgot that one had slipped my mind. I actually seen it right before we started recording, matter of fact, and I was trying to hold on to it.
That's big, though. That's big. Yeah, they already done lost that running back. Damn. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good luck to them boys, man.
Yeah, seriously, man. Seriously.
For sure. But I don't think I got nothing else, bro. You got anything else?
Nah, besides the fact that, Aaron Rodgers, obviously he's going to play this season. We don't got to get into it. We can talk about it next episode, but episode 91, you know, we're back talking about Aaron Rodgers, man, because he's facts. Him and what's the wide receiver name?
Devontae Adams. They're running it back, Jordan.
All these Devontae's, I'm about to get them mixed up. They're about to run it back for one more year. I think it's
doesn't mean anything. I don't think they're going to make any noise, but, you know, that was worth saying. Aaron Rodgers actually is going to play. So for all the fantasy users, you're saying, you know, that season's coming up. Whew, thank the Lord. He won me my chip last year. So we need Aaron Rodgers in fantasy football. I just wanted to say that.
Can you play all year this year? Because I drafted you in like three leagues yet last year. You sold me in all three.
Yeah, you know, that's my guy, man. I'm trying to get Dak too, man. Because, you know, I went man, you know, I can't tell you nothing because you're going.
Bro, I already know Dak is on your radar, bro. I already know.
Nah,
that.
But you be on some.
I already know that, bro.
You be slithering on my picks and shit, bro. Sometimes, man.
I already know that, bro.
I'm trying to get CD and Dak.
Look, you ain't got to tell me nothing, and somehow I'm still end up taking some of your picks. You already know how that go. You gonna end up taking some of mine. We both actually watch football, like
real rap though. But yeah, I'm trying to get CD, man. That's wide receiver one. I don't care what nobody say. He been looking crazy in camp, but we can get out of here.
I don't disagree with you, but yeah, we're going to get out of here, man. That's episode 90. Holla at y'all.
Yes, sir.